This Mother's Day, give mom more of what she deserves. A gift to Pennzone Salons and Spas. And now, when you buy a $125 Pennzone gift card, you'll get $20 in mama money free. From salon and spa services to specialty products, coffee, and cocktails, it's more than a gift. It's an experience. Visit PennzoneSalons.com to order online now through May 10th or stop by any of our 6 Central Ohio salons and spas. Celebrate mom and give Pennzone.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Chris O'Dowd, how are you?
How's it going, Dave Moore? Lovely to see you.
And you too, my friend. You too. Congratulations on The Sheep Detectives. It's a great movie.
It's really fun, isn't it?
It's so much fun. And Mopple is a really, really great sheep.
He's a terrific sheep. He's got memory, which is what sets him apart from the rest of them. The rest of them don't remember anything, but he has this sense memory, much like myself. He remembers things from how he eats them. And so he kind of relates the last carrot he had to the last time he saw this person or there was a particular bird in the sky. It's a right. Very specific set of skills. Not like Neeson, a little less murderous. But yeah, he's a lovely sheep.
But,
it's good
But
crack.
equally helpful. Although exactly he does have right. to bear the weight of all the memories that the other sheep can lift off their shoulders.
That's right. There's something of a philosophical touch to him. It's obviously a bit of a, it's a fun kind of a family adventure movie. And originally, I should say this to you, the book is set in Ireland. They kind of...
No!
Yeah.
Three bags full,
that's right.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah. And I, a friend of mine was mad about the book. So I had actually kind of read it as the script was coming in. And obviously they have relocated it to the lush British countryside, and I'm sure it works grand. But it is nice to have an Irish voice in there for that reason, I suppose.
It definitely was. It was a welcome thing to hear coming through, all right. And you're a merino sheep. I don't know if you know that. Mopple's a merino.
That's right.
Did you know there were so many breeds of sheep?
I do now. Yeah. I knew there was a few different breeds, but there are a lot of different types of sheep, I suppose, that have adapted for the climates and whatnot.
Yeah, who knew?
And lots of llamas and lots of alpacas.
So
I was
many
in Roscommon last week and it's alpaca central over there.
Famously, you are a 100% method-only actor. So I wonder what it was like for you to live outside in a field for 12 months and did you enjoy being sheared?
Do you know what? It was just nice to get a bit of a break from the kids. Because a friend
of mine
poo
outside,
goats.
Obviously, as well, which is great.
No, getting the odd shear is good. You know, just got to take care of yourself in that way.
We do. Yeah. Irish men need a shear every now and again. Listen, with acting jobs, voice acting jobs, often, you know, you jump into a studio and you're done. But I would just have this vision that maybe you and Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Sir Patrick and Bryan Cranston were all together and being sheep together. Was that true? Even lie to me, Chris, I don't mind.
That's exactly what happened. The four yes, or five okay. of us, you know, and they had just all of this like really cozy furniture and donuts and we just hung around all day and made the movie, like in one day mostly.
Oh,
and
amazing.
It was up a mountain on a yacht.
Your lying is super easy. Know you're an actor. Listen, before I let you go, I interviewed your delightful wife, Dawn, not that long ago, and she told me that you guys have a tortoise called Sandwich.
That's right.
I'm just wondering, how is Sandwich doing? Is everything good?
Do you know, honestly, Dave, it's been a roller coaster. He got pneumonia, you know, so he wasn't... He's doing fine, but he couldn't hibernate this winter because it wasn't safe for him to. So we've had him under a heat lamp. I don't know how you find out that a tortoise has pneumonia. It's basically a sausage in a shoe. But somehow the vet worked out that there's pneumonia or something, you know what I mean, Dave? So anyway, we're dealing with it. And listen, I have to tell you this.
Go on.
So somebody, a few months back, a neighbor came next door and I was just caught after getting out of the shower or something. So it was a bit combobulated. And they had this tortoise in their hands. And they said, listen, your tortoise escaped. I'm like, oh, God, oh, no. And said, and I was like, God, thanks a million. So I took in this tortoise. The dog came home. And I said, look, Sandwich got out. And she said, that's not Sandwich. That's not even a tortoise.
What?
So anyway, we have a terrapin now called Watermelon. It's ridiculous. We're living like, I don't know, the simple life or something.
That is unbelievable. Chris O'Dowd, congratulations on the Sheep Detectives. I have to go. I'd have to keep this conversation going all day. But
thanks,
listen,
a million,
it's great
Dave.
To see you. Congratulations.
Loads of love.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.